Well, the big effect is on savings and mortgages, certainly the big immediate effect anyway. Savings, rates are dire. Unfortunately, they're probably going to get even more dire. You know, you're barely getting over 1% at the moment for an easy access savings account where you could just draw the money out where you want. I think it's time to get creative on your savings. I would have said that, actually, even if base rate hadn't dropped. What I mean by getting creative is, as I said, traditional accounts aren't very good. Current accounts pay higher interest at the moment. Now, their rates may drop as well, of course, but currently you can get between 3% and 5% on your money on some of the top current accounts on limited amounts. But in some cases, it might, you know, it might well cover your savings. It's also a chance to look at your debts. You know, if your debts are costing you more in interest than you can earn on them in savings, and you have an emergency fund if the worst happens, say you lose your job or, you know, have serious health problems, then, I would strongly suggest people consider, not do, but consider paying off some of those debts, because they may make a greater gain than they would from savings by paying less interest.
And I was going to say that's an interesting suggestion you make there, because you know, people will be nervous of that because the saving is for that rainy day.
But that's what I mean. As long as you have money set aside for a rainy day,
The rainy day.
Well, it depends on your circumstances.
On your debts, yeah.
You certainly don't want to, you know, have nothing in case the worst happens. Mortgages, better news though. If you have a tracker mortgage, which literally tracks the Bank of England base rate, there's somewhere between 1.5 and 1.8 million people in the country that have them. Most of the banks are telling us that the rates will indeed come down, as they should do, by 0.25 of a percentage point. That's going to save on a typical mortgage around £20 a month for many people. If you're on a fixed rate mortgage, nothing happens because it's fixed. If you're on what's called an SVR, standard variable rate, the ones when a fix or a tracker ends, you normally move on to these. These move at lender's whim. We haven't had the full set of, you know, what they're all going to do, but hopefully they put those down. They should do. Finally, if you're looking for a mortgage, I don't think it really changes your behaviour, because rates are so low anyway. A lot of people are saying they can't really go much further. And I wouldn't delay, especially if you're like looking for a property, you have something in mind, you don't want to lose that property, because the gain from waiting possibly won't be that great.